Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do. Father, I place into your hands the things that I've been through. Father, I place into your hands the way that I should go. For I know I always can trust you.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is 14th Sunday in ordinary time, year A. 14th Sunday in ordinary time, year A. Our first reading is taken from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 to 10. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 144 or Psalm 145, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 9:11 to 13. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is cast those burdens onto him. Cast those burdens onto Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, blessing God's name and offering prayers and gifts of thanksgiving must be our task today and forever. That we are alive and celebrating this moment, his word and sacrament, confirms the words of today's gospel that the favors of the kingdom of God has been revealed to us in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. The fact that you are listening to the Word of God at this point in time affirms the fact that the Lord, in His infinite mercy, has bestowed His goodness upon you. The learned and clever in today's gospel reading, that is, those who claim to be wiser and had a greater understanding of the scriptures and tradition, thought they had it all and knew it all. Hence, listening to Jesus was a waste of time. And so they missed out. They missed out on those spiritual favors bestowed and given by the Lord. Sometimes we also exhibit that attitude or those attitudes because, as Father Jeffrey Plant noted, having been nurtured and influenced by our cultures, families, religious practices, life experiences, relationships, education, and nationality, our perceptions of life or perception of things are most often than not conditioned. Hence, we tend to see life as we are, and sometimes unwilling to allow change, unwilling to listen or change our attitudes. We gradually become fixated and gradually become unfriendly. Thus, in order to grow truly and sincerely in wisdom and knowledge, first, we must acknowledge who we are, that we are spiritual persons, as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, that we possess the Spirit of Christ in us. Those who truly possess the Spirit of Christ are willing to listen and to act in humility. They welcome the words of Jesus each day, ponder on Jesus' message, and they walk the talk. They put to practice the messages of the Lord. Thomas Merton once said that we can only grow in prayer and faith if we are content in being perfect beginners, that is, open to new experiences in life. In today's first reading, the prophet Zechariah calls us to rejoice. Why? Because Jesus was willing to experience humanity and to be offered once to bear the sins of many. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Thus, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus invites us to place our burdens before him, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. If indecision about that future or future task bothers you, then ask the Lord. If we are not organized, then ask the organizer of the world to assist us. If you are sick, then pray. Place it before the Lord. If you desire to be consoled and to be helped, sit, kneel, lie prostrate before the Lord, and the Lord will answer. The prophet Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. But my brothers and sisters, as spiritual persons, we cannot claim lack of knowledge, because Jesus has invited you, has invited me. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God, and greater things will be granted unto you, unto us. And that is my prayer for you this week, that the Lord in his infinite mercy will bless you, that the Lord in his infinite mercy will lift you, that the Lord in his infinite mercy would shoulder you. Place your burdens, cast your burdens before him, and the Lord will answer, because he is the King of glory. He, the Lord and mighty, is the King of glory, and he will answer you in the fullness of time. Amen.
We love to hear your voice. Father, we love to sing your praise and in your name rejoice. Father, we love to walk with you and in your presence rest. For we know we always can trust you.